22 Ideas About the Future, edited by Benjamin Greenaway and Stephen Oram, with an introduction by Douglas Rushkoff, published by cybersalon.org. Read by Wendy M. Grossman. Preface by Ava Pascoe. Our future will be more complex than we expected. Instead of flying cars, we got night vision killer drones and automated elderly care with geolocation surveillance bracelets to track grandma. In this book, we take a different approach to interrogating the future and the impact of network technologies on our neighborhood communities, healthcare, how we shop, and how we manage our money. For thousands of years, humans passed on their warnings about risks and dangers to their societies via oral stories. Here, we have chosen the medium of near-future stories to pass on our learnings from a 12-month research program, as well as from the many previous years of Cyber Salon's investigation into the data-driven society and our networked lives. The rapid acceleration of our journey into a fully data-driven society has caught our civilization unprepared. Over the last 5 years, the cost of scraping millions of intimate personal data points from social media has dropped to the cost of a sandwich. The cloud storage costs of terabytes of data points on our lives have fallen to near zero. Reading data and finding the right triggers for each of us has been made easy by artificial intelligence, which constantly sieves through our individual data and susses out quickly what makes us buy, vote for a political party, or even select a life partner. We are no longer in control of those choices, as they are now in the hands of big technology companies with massive processing power and little ethical regulation. The stories in this book offer a lens through which to spot the onslaught on our free will and lessons on how to notice where our personal decisions are subverted to respond to automated triggers. They will also show the areas where new technologies can offer some glimpses of hope and new opportunities. Third-party cookies have become the bane of our everyday networked lives. If you casually browse new bikes online, a moment later, every social media site you visit is filled to the brim with ads for new bikes. Allowing these was arguably one of the worst governance decisions made about the Internet, and it spurred us to form Cyber Salon as a think tank to fight against the impact of this 24/7 surveillance, to regain the dignity of online life, and to push back against the data free-for-all and dataholic tech giants. Little did we know that the risk was not just the big tech companies making millions from our data, but also how we, as humans, respond to advertising bots appealing to our subconscious. The impact is our uncontrolled, subrational response to personalized, individually profiled triggers. Those triggers know us intimately and can push our buttons, taking over the parts of the brain that are no longer under the supervision of our conscious self. Our goal in writing this book, working with our experts, and commissioning the stories from near-future fiction writers, was to help protect online users against subversion of their decisions by ad bots and digital manipulation, forcing us to change how we work, live, and feel. This book is about raising our eyes above the levers, raising our minds above "your post was liked" or "someone likes a video you were tagged in." We aim to offer a new toolkit on how to lift our society above the mindlessness of the hollow convenience of digital life and fight back for your free will. We hope that the stories in this book will entertain you and also help you stand up to technology and become mindful of retaining our shared humanity. In the old days, the guards of the tribe would be posted at the top of the nearest mountain, increasing the range of sight by an extra dozen kilometers. Being able to alarm the village early enough that the elders could decide action and the villagers could run away and hide their children in safety made the difference between life and death. This book helps those who need to act as the guards on the peak of the nearby mountain for their own communities who are watching out to protect their digital villages and observing the data-scraping enemy, the AI-equipped tech giants, social media owners, and designers of dataholic pop-ups and data-scraping tools. If we can observe, we can respond, get them removed from the ecosystem, request fines, enact regulations, and also demand closure as a last resort.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?